Flip it.
Time now for Flip It Friday.
Flip it.
Wayne Pond, of course, normally does the word of the day.
Flip it.
But today is Nikki's day. And first of all, Wayne, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine. Listen, I have to tell you, you two, Nikki, Ron, you have an absolute gift when you start bantering. You have this wonderful capacity to press the nostalgia button when you were talking about, did you say Philip Phillips? Is that it?
Yeah. Yeah, that's his name.
Yeah, all right, here we go. Way, way back in prehistory. Third grade, Albuquerque, New Mexico. I had a classmate named David David.
I knew someone named Kelly Kelly.
I know someone named Kelly Fahey from the news department.
David David was not exactly the best student in class. Miss Redding, our third grade teacher. This was back in the days when teachers were teachers and students were students. David would misbehave, and Miss Redding would make him stand on a table and wear a diaper for the entire afternoon.
Whoa. That's a little severe.
Can you imagine all the lawsuits that would come out of that now?
Jeez.
Of course, that's back in the days of the little red schoolhouse with one room where Wayne went to school.
And no social media.
I walked 5 miles to school and was still in the rent out. Yeah.
Uphill both days.
Both ways.
Both, yeah.
You know what I'm saying.
Hey.
Well,
Nikki, what's happening on Flip This Friday?
Yeah.
Well, I have to have a disclaimer for this word because it's going to sound, I'm going to say this clearly, it's going to sound a little like something I shouldn't be saying on the air, okay?
But there, naughty language?
Well,
naughty language?
It's not naughty language, actually. And there is a K in this word, okay? Hear the K. And that's all I'm going to say. All right? Hear the K.
I can hardly wait.
So you may know one or two of these yourself. The word of the day is ask-hole. Okay? A-S-K-H-O-L-E. Ask-hole.
You know, I've really enjoyed doing this morning show for the last 41 years.
The definition, this is a noun, if you didn't know this. It's someone who asks many stupid, pointless, or obnoxious questions.
Wayne, there's a word you can use today, I'm sure, with no effort at all.
I'm going to wish you both a happy weekend and pretend I didn't participate in this conversation.
Hopefully we'll see you Monday.
Well, you can just say you weren't on this show, you know. So.
All I can say is ask and you will receive.
There so. You go.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, Wayne. Hey, Nikki. Hi. Nikki, will you say it one more time?
Do I have to?
Just enunciate very clearly.
I did.
Flip it. I don't know why I get such a kick out of that, but I do.
It's a great word.
You don't even need to define this one, Nikki. We'll just let it go at that.
Okay. You can do that.
All right.
Have a good weekend, Wayne.
You too. Talk to you on Monday. Bye-bye. Don't ask and you shall receive.